More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good Friday evening. It is 83. Wow, very warm. 1320 WILS, Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Great to have you here on this Friday. Since the 50s, NASA has been trying to get a probe to the sun. Well, they're going to launch it next year. We'll hear from one of the top scientists working on that project. Also, a Lansing-based company being chosen by Volvo to design and integrate the tooling for the company's first plant in the U.S. We'll hear from the CEO of that company. Let's begin, though, with the issue we're having in the U.S., where 1 in 20 now working-aged adults are receiving disability benefits. Peter Cove has spent over half a century fighting poverty. He's the founder of America Works, the first for-profit welfare-to-work company. He's with us here on WILS, author of the new book, Poor No More, Rethinking Dependency and the War on Poverty. Peter, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
And we've got Michigan Works here in Michigan. Is that somehow connected to America Works?
No, everybody copied my name. I started the company in 1984, and from there on, everybody took the name Works. Yeah. But I love the fact that we've been copied.
How did you end up starting the company?
Well, I started out working in 1965 with the poverty program that Lyndon Johnson passed, and I believed very strongly at that time, as did many of us, that we were going to solve poverty. And I kept working at it, and I was watching the programs, and they didn't seem to be doing what I had hoped. Mm-hmm. And I ended up setting up America Works as the first for-profit company, doing welfare to work, because I really believed that what people needed was weren't jobs. Yeah. They didn't need to sit in classrooms. They didn't need a lot of counseling. They needed to go to work.
What kind of companies, Peter, wanted to hire welfare recipients then?
Everybody. It was fascinating. We had no problem getting people working. We had Blue Cross Blue Shield. We had Target. We had all kinds of companies. They were more than willing, because the people would come and they would show up and they would work, and they really did want to work. You know, it's very interesting. When Rudy Giuliani was running for mayor, about a year before he won in New York the first time, he came to visit our company, America Works, and he went into a classroom and he talked with welfare recipients, and he came out and he looked at me and he said, "You know, Peter, they really do want to work."
Right.
But he was very surprised.
Tell me this, Peter. Peter Cove, by the way, the book is Poor No More. How is it that, because you're calling for those that are getting disability to go to work. How's that going to happen?
Well, we've placed over 1,000 people who are on disability, that's the federal disability rolls, SSDI, uh-huh, into jobs. And I'll tell you how it works. It works like this. The disability rolls have grown so substantially over the last number of years. In 1977, the disability rolls were at 4 million people. Now they're at 9 million people. Did our health care get worse? Did people get hurt more? No. What happened was the government decided in many ways, and it's complicated, but in many ways, to start putting people onto disability.
And how big of a paycheck do you get if you're on disability?
From the government?
Yeah. What does that get you?
Oh, I think it's about $1,200, $1,400 a month.
Okay. Enough to basically survive on, essentially. Is that it?
Maybe survive, yes. Or you can probably get some other things, too, like food stamps and whatever. But the point is that so many people who are on disability can and want to work, and that's what we're finding out. We have a program, and thank goodness the government's done something.
Hold on. If they want to work, why aren't they working, then?
They're not working because basically they're getting a check every month, and they're very frightened that if they go out into the world of work, that let's say the company goes out of business or lays off people, they're going to be left with nothing. What we have is this program that, thank goodness, the government did one thing good. Mm-hmm. They have something called Ticket to Work, and that allows people to kind of slowly be weaned off of the checks that they're getting from the government and move into the private sector and into jobs. And what we are doing is moving so many people in, it tells me that there's probably 20 to 40% of the people who are on disability that could go into work.
Peter Cove with us on WILS. The book is Poor No More. You say there's a disability industrial complex. What is that made up of?
Well, there's all these organizations and politicians that would prefer to keep people not working than having them working. And consequently, they do that. And it's...
there are lawyers that are also involved. What's their role in the process?
Oh, this huge number of lawyers. You see billboards, particularly to go down south into cities in the south. You'll see billboards. Do you want to go on disability? We'll get you on disability. Also, people who have been terminated from welfare because they've gone through their 5 years of being on welfare are encouraged by the counselors to go on to disability.
What does it take, Peter?
It's become much easier to go on to disability.
What do you have to prove to get disability benefits?
Not too much. You have to show that your back hurts. You have to show that the job that you had isn't available within 50 miles. You have to show that you have some emotional problem that gets in the way from you being able to work. Mm-hmm. It's all slippery slope, and it's what it is our ability in our country to say to people, come on, stay on the government dole, don't go to work.
Any indication lawmakers or President Trump want to address this?
Yes, absolutely. excuse me. Paul Ryan came to our company, America Works, in Milwaukee, and he told me, this is about 7 months ago, that he and the Trump administration want to put work requirements into many of the programs that now keep people from not working and just giving them a check. And that's going to begin to happen both with food stamps and other programs, including disability.
Now, when you say work requirements, do you see the government basically offering jobs to these people, or are they going to have to go out and find them on their own?
No. Think back, if you can, to 1996 when the welfare reform bill was passed, bipartisan. Newt Gingrich and President Clinton supported it. What happened? They put work requirements for the first time into the welfare program. Within 10 years, 60% of the roles were reduced. It wasn't the government giving them jobs. It was people finding the jobs in the private sector.
Okay. And those that say, look, the unemployment rate is so low now, they may have a hard time finding jobs at the moment. And what kinds of jobs would they really find if they were to go out there? What do you say to those concerns?
The reverse. The fact that the unemployment rate is low means that there are more demand for labor. And so they will have the better chance now to move into the workforce because there's a demand for those people.
Is there an issue, though, if you've been on disability for a decade and suddenly you're going out there with a resume that shows, you know, no work for 10 years, is that a problem?
Yeah, it's a problem in the sense that, you know, you have to be able to present yourself in a way that tells the employer that you can work. But that's what my company, America Works, does. What we do is work with the people for 3-5 weeks, whatever, and then get them out there interviewing with companies and telling the companies, these are good people. They're going to reduce your turnover rate. They're going to work hard. They're going to be there Monday at 9 and Friday at 5. And that's what happens.
And you're saying that how big of a percentage do you believe folks on disability could actually work?
I just wrote an op-ed that I think is going to run on the Wall Street Journal soon. I'm saying something between 20 and 40% of the people who are on disability could be working either from their home or go to work.
And in terms of evaluating that, is there a process for figuring out who those people are, you think?
Well, we really don't have that yet. But in England, they have done that. They've gone and had doctors reassess people and social workers, and they found something around 20% of the people in England who were on any form of disability could go to work. I think it's much higher.
It's just tough. If someone claims they're in pain, it's hard to disprove that, right?
I'm sorry.
If someone claims that they're in pain, it's hard to disprove that.
Yeah, but they could be in a computer, or they could be doing customer service over the phone, couldn't they?
That makes sense. Peter Cove, the book is Poor No More, Rethinking Dependency and the War on Poverty. Peter spent more than a half a century fighting poverty in America and is the founder of America Works. It's Peter Cove right here on WILS. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy it.